Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
When you run out of lyrics, just do whoa, 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 whoas till the end. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. What a day. Lewisburg delays their school, but Union County has zero cases for the first time in a long time as far as coronavirus. So zero cases for Union County yesterday. Yay.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Northumberland County, wish I could say the same, 11 cases. Oops. Montour County with two. Snyder County with one. Are we done with this? Are we flattening it? I certainly hope so. But good move on the Lewisburg School District to delay school. And Governor Wolf still says there shouldn't be any fall sports, but he comes off with, you guys do what you want to do. Yeah, okay. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So here we are. I mean, so much to talk about, so little time. Movie Mike is coming up today. He's excited. AMC is opening. The movie theaters are opening again. So.
It is. With safety measures in place, I'm sure that there will be an announcement what that means. And social distancing seats, I would imagine.
Yes, the safety measures are no more spitballs through the straws. That is totally wrong.
Now, hey, our local AMC is a classy movie theater. That didn't happen.
Oh, Movie Mike lives there, so he's happy to go back. And AMC Nationwide opening up its doors with 15-cent movies. They have rolled back the prices 100 years.
That's cool.
Back to the last virus. Nobody's saying that in the commercial. We've rolled back prices to the last virus. 1918. Uh-oh. Anyway, I'm just, I'm looking through the news, and most of it is good. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
I mean, it's good to have good news. We try to highlight that on the show every morning, but it actually, I'm seeing good news, and I'm happy about it.
The good news I'm seeing this morning is that there's a Saved by the Bell reboot, and they just released the newest trailer, so 90s kids everywhere are rejoicing.
We could bring you some of that. I've actually saved it for Flashback Friday.
Wonderful.
Dug that up a couple days ago. Let's see if I could find it in the vault. If the vault is working this morning, right, Mark? Anyway, I think we should all do, since we feel good, everybody should do something good today. What do you think?
Well, sure, you should do that every day, but what are you suggesting?
Just a good deed? Something different and good. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, that works.
I don't know, even if... Remember the Be Kind campaign that we did and we had so much fun doing it? Maybe we should
with our friends at the United Way.
Yeah, Joanne and the crew. Well, let's just do it again. I saw this piece this morning where I thought it was funny, but still, good job. A woman at a drive-thru orders a coffee, and then when the guy says how much it costs, she says, how about if you give it to me for free if I sing for you? And she sings, and when she gets around to the door... The guy gives her a coffee for free. He says, nice job.
Aww. That's awesome.
I mean, it's funny.
For just the cold brew?
Yeah. Can I pay with my voice?
With your wife?
I'm in the pay with his finger.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
seriously. No, stop. Oh, my God, no.
The rest of the world will.
Isn't that cool? He says, go sing for the rest of the world.
And she's like, no, I'll pay. And he's like, no, I'm being serious. That was cool.
Now, here's the thing that I heard that and it filled me with joy. But then I said to myself, you know, Laura sings every single day and around birthday buddies. Nobody gives her free coffee. I mean, come on.
No, because nobody wants to hear me sing.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Hey, Mark is not dressed like us today, Laura. So
hey, buddy.
He's dressed really nice today. I think he has a date after work or something.
Oh.
Is this Red Sox day?
No, I just decided the Red Sox are playing the Yankees this weekend.
Oh.
And it's going to be ugly, so I wore my black Red Sox shirt. It's almost like I'm in mourning.
Right. Okay. Even before the weekend begins, let's just get it out of the way. Yeah. We're going to die.
It's one way to put it. And like when I see that the Phillies are in last place in the National League East, mm-hmm. I think I can't make fun of them. The Red Sox are in the last place in the American League East. So like just... You know, let's just, oh, tough.
Oh, Mark, isn't it cute that Tom's talking to us about sports and he thinks that the two of us, like, kind of care?
I know the Cubbies are 13-3.
Very good. That's because you're Rob the Sports Center this week.
Oh, and yesterday we actually got a text message from a listener in Texas who appreciated the Horned Frog support. It was.
Oh, jeez.
I'm serious. I'm totally serious. Well, we made a joke about no Penn State football makes us so sad, but the Big 12 is playing. We decided to throw our support to the Texas Christian University Horned Frogs.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually.
TCU.
Yep, TCU. The black and purple. These listeners in Texas who have relatives back here, so they listen on our app, actually. Texted it and said, thank you for the love for the Horned Frogs.
Go Horned Frogs.
I didn't have the heart to tell them we were kidding.
Attention, baby, like this is perfection.
94KX.
No fighting
here. Tom and Laura in the morning with Shakira, Wycliffe Jean, and a whole bunch of people who are just yelling random things in Spanish. There you have it. At 6:45, we're getting closer and closer to Flashback Friday. I feel like it's going to be a big one today, Laura.
I think so, too. Get those requests in mm-hmm. early.
Yep, text them in, and we have some prizes for you. A rare piece of footage for you Back to the Future fans. That's coming up in the show. And there's a new challenge thing, vote for a thing. We'll touch on that a little bit. Like, for instance, Whitney or Mariah, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, that kind of thing. We'll talk about that. It's all coming up next hour. Speaking of talking, where's the dogs today, girl?
They're snoozing.
Why? It's Friday.
Because they're tired by the end of the week.
Usually we as humans get all fired up by the end of the week.
Which is fine. Let's leave it for Flashback Friday. Maybe we'll hear from them. But for right now, there's a cat on the cat tree, there's a cat by my feet, there's a cat peeking out the basement door, there's a Murph behind me, and a Mackie Doodles on the couch.
Okay, there's Laura's update on the petting zoo. I wanted to mention this. I thought of you when I read it this morning. 41% of us talk to our pets, and this article is like incredible. It's like, what? I thought it would be more like 99% of us talk to our pets.
I was going to say, that seems like a low percentage. I talk to my animals constantly, and they speak English.
I mean, sometimes we talk to them like normal. Sometimes we... Remember Ace Ventura?
Yes.
There's a Flashback Friday for you. But some of us, like you just said, you talk normal to your pets, and sometimes they talk back. I think... My favorite talking pet talks to the whole family.
Oh, I'm so bored. I have nothing to do.
We could get hammered.
There it is. So,
Brian.
Definitely you pulled the rug. I was getting kind of used to being so what you loved.
94KX. Frank, lighten up. Hi, it's Tom and Laura in the morning.
I like that song.
I hate that song. It's like, stop your whining, for God's sakes. Put on your big boy pants and go out and conquer the world. There it is.
Okay.
Anyway, Flashback Friday on the way. We'll try to play all happy music and fun music. And we'll talk about the good old days. We already mentioned AMC rolling back prices when they reopen on August 27th. Prices will be 15 cents to see a movie. So I'm looking through back in the day when movies were actually 15 cents. And believe it or not, Laura, it was before I was even born. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, we're talking the 1930s here. There's an MGM film that I found called Remote Control, which remote control means something else now than it did in the 30s. But it was a movie about radio in the 1920s. It was like,
okay.
So I'm like, this clip is kind of cool.
What's the matter, Sam? Why all the gloom?
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. The big boss was here, and he gave me a month to put this station on paying bases. Well, we're through.
Say, Sam, how long have you been in the radio racket?
About 4 years. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcers.
Ooh.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a bird through a microphone.
Ah, you're looking at the best radio announcer who ever pushed a bird through a microphone. Isn't that cool stuff?
It's awesome.
And it's a movie about a radio station that wasn't doing well. And the big bosses were planning on just closing it. And so they fought real hard to keep the radio station on the air. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's kind of like now, kind of. it's kind of like every business now. It's kind of like COVID. It's creepy. Mm-hmm. It's actually creepy. But here we are.
Here we are.
And we're back.
Yes.
And we're fighting through this together, and we're doing it.
Indeed we are.
Flashback Friday is next. Welcome to Flashback Friday, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Loud and proud.
Motley Crue, still one of the best concerts that I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
Really? Okay.
Yes. They just put on a quality show.
Because I know you were crazy about, you know, Whitney when you were a little girl, and you saw that, and saw a lot of that stuff, actually.
I did.
So Motley Crue, really good back then, huh?
Very, very good. Just because of the fire and, like, the drum kit going upside down.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody still do that? I don't
Tommy
know.
Lee.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Hey, how do you feel about, we should talk about bands going back on tour when they're, like, 80 years old, but no, we won't. What do you think about reboots, like, when TV shows decide to come back?
Oh, good, it bad depends. Idea. Actually, so do you remember when they rebooted 90210?
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought I was going to hate it. And it was fantastic. And then they never got a second season.
Right.
So it depends.
Okay, I'm going to throw this one by you. Saved by the Bell.
Yes, because AC Slater is back along with Jesse.
Mmm.
Remember all the dances we had in this gym? Ever wish you could go back?
Sure do.
When a Bayside is going to change our lives.
Hey, buddy.
You're an honors English?
Duh, it's an honor to teach me. These Bayside kids weren't exactly raised to have a killer instinct.
I have a Kardashian coming at lunch.
Who, Rob?
Shut up. He's still in their family.
Is it just me or the seniors at the school really old looking?
Hey, Jamie. You heard you talking about the harvest dance.
It's just you. I'm so
excited. I have way too much on my plate.
There's a way to increase productivity.
Are those caffeine pills?
At first, they're so exciting. And then it gets even more exciting. But after that, it gets so scary. And in the end, you ruin your girl group's shot at a recording contract.
There it is. I'm so they go back to the caffeine pill thing using the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited.
I remember that episode so well. I used to watch Saved by the Bell before school, like every morning. It was pop-up video and Saved by the Bell. Seriously.
There it is. I mean, there is a Flashback Friday. Now, let me touch on this real quick. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air coming back, rebooted as a drama.
I love it.
You would watch it? Yeah, really?
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll give you a tease on that audio coming up. Stay with us. It's Flashback Friday.
With Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94KX, Flashback Friday. Yeah, Rodney on the golf course. So let's dance. And Journey was there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was still dancing around my kitchen.
Oh.
My apologies.
Okay. That's okay.
Thank you.
That's what we're here for. I mean, it's Flashback Friday, and go ahead and dance, you know, however you want, however you wish, even on the golf course, while Laura dances around the kitchen. We talked about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, a reboot. I mean, I don't know.
I thought, yes.
It's coming back as a drama, though.
Some of the best episodes of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, for me growing up, were actually the episodes where Will Smith, and he was so young,
mm-hmm.
but there were dramatic moments.
Mm.
Like when he was dealing with his relationship with his dad.
Yes.
Racism, dating, all that kind of stuff. I loved those episodes the best.
You know what? That's a point well taken, because maybe, you know, rebooting it as a drama will emphasize the whole idea of being relocated from the streets of Philadelphia to Bel Air. The Fresh Prince of Bel Air and a reboot. Quite serious.
Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
You throw this? You're stupid.
You are carrying a gun on the streets to protect yourself? I've done my best, Will. It's time for a change. You're going to Bel Air to live with your uncle and your auntie.
Will, I will not bail you out again. In this house, I'm not Uncle Phil. I'm the law. Have I made myself absolutely clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Will, what brings you to Bel Air?
I caught with a gun. How are we related again?
Shut up, Carlton.
He's from the streets of Philadelphia. Will needs discipline.
Just a little time. Just a little time and a little love. We are what he needs.
Why don't you go back to Philly? Born and raised, right?
You think I would ever want to be in this life?
You're not welcome, Will.
This is fake.
Wherever you're from.
This is fake. You didn't do anything to earn this. I never had nothing.
My life ain't a sitcom, I guess. I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
My goodness, I got goosebumps.
See? I think it's going to be awesome and so timely.
Yes, so timely. The reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, this time gritty. 94KX on the Flashback Friday. You heard Tom and Laura try it earlier. Not quite as good as the original, right, Laura?
No.
We should probably never sing again. I don't know.
I mean, that'll last all of 5 minutes, and then we'll sing again.
Okay. Happy birthday to Dash Crofts, who's 80 years old today.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Local movie theaters are still closed for another 2 weeks, but if you're a fan of sci-fi horror and want to see something great right now, you're in luck. The Russian import Sputnik debuts on demand today. It's in the same category as stuff like Alien and Species, so if you like them, you'll probably enjoy this one too. The main character is a disgraced doctor who's approached by a covert military unit. A cosmonaut has returned from space with an alien being inside of him. The creature comes out for a short period of time each night, then goes back in. They want her to figure out how to separate the two permanently. With that premise in place, Sputnik starts delivering one unexpected twist after another. Every time you think you've got the story all figured out, something happens to shake it up. I was subsequently on the edge of my seat the entire time. There's not a ton of gore in the film, but when there is, it packs a real punch. One character meets a fate so grisly that I literally recoiled in my seat. Great performances and a strong emphasis on character tie everything together. Intelligent, stylish, and scary, Sputnik is one of the best horror movies in years. Again, it's on demand starting today. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 space stations.
94KX Flashback Friday. And of course, remember Huey Lewis and the Power of Love. And we remember Back to the Future. Check this out. That is actually Michael J. Fox playing the guitar.
So cool.
And he's talking to Huey Lewis while he rips those riffs over the top of Power of Love.
That's great, Michael.
And Huey Lewis says, that's not bad. That's not bad. That footage will be available on the anniversary box set coming up if you are a Back to the Future fan.
Are you, Tom?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
me
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I could watch that movie right now.
Well, maybe you could do it like after the show. Like, don't do it now. Like, just we need you here. I mean, we need you.
Okay. All right. I won't watch TV now.
Okay. Speaking of Flashback, do you remember this guy named News Guy Matt?
Yes, I do.
What's up, strangers?
Hi, Matty Eyes.
Matty Eyes is in the house. He's actually in the other studio, ready to produce some news shows for our sister station, News Radio. But he popped in to say hi, and he wanted to say hi to you.
Hi, Matt.
What's up, girl?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
This could go on for minutes, friends.
No. How you doing?
Anyway, I got to tell you, Laura, we don't have FaceTime. We don't have any cameras on right now. But it's just like the old days. I'm wearing a Red Sox shirt. He's wearing a Yankee shirt.
Of course.
They're going to play each other all weekend long.
Of course.
And what do you say about the games that are coming up this weekend? What did you say earlier this morning?
Are going to get your rear end kicked?
No, not you. What did she say? Tell Matt what you said to Mark and I this morning.
Oh, Mark agrees with me that, like, who cares?
Who cares, she's saying, Matt?
Some things never change.
Some things never change. 94KX. Here you go, Michelle. Texted in this morning on Flashback Friday. Her name was Nena, and the song was released in two different languages, 99 Red Balloons or 99 Sick Luft Balloons. Very cool song. Very cool. Thanks, Michelle. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I just wish you were here. It's that simple. Where's the Pink Floyd? Wish you were here. Mm-hmm. On a Flashback Friday.
I mean, I am here. We're chatting back and forth. It's good stuff.
Yeah, and people occasionally, like, stick their head in the door and yell to me, but none of those heads are you. It was nice to see News Guy Matt. It really was, but he's off to another studio, and we have other people just, hey, Tom, Flashback Friday sounds great. I like when they come, they stick their head in, and they say, press some of them buttons. I want to say hi to Laura. It's like,
right?
You know, you can't really do that, dude. You know, we're on the air, but including our boy Craig, who called from the Evan Golf Tournament. Hey, can I say hi to Laura? I want to tell her my story about. He went to a Motley Crue concert once. I was like, she can't hear you, dude. Just so I gave him your personal cell number. No, I didn't. Anyway, we've been talking about flashbacks. Reboots all morning on Flashback Friday. How about,
He rode a Blazing Saddle.
A reboot of Blazing Saddles is coming. His job. Your thoughts, Laura?
I love it. I'm here for it.
However, you know it's going to have to change because of some of the original Blazing Saddles content. So it's coming back as a cartoon. And the cartoon characters will talk about equality in a fun and comical kind of way. So it is kind of a reboot of Blazing Saddles, but it is also quite a different reboot. And speaking of reboots, Knight Rider is being rebooted as well.
Oh my gosh.
What is going on with the
Somewhere, my friend Lenny. And you know which Lenny I'm talking about. Lenny the lifeguard.
Yeah, Lenny the lifeguard, yeah.
He is losing his mind because he loves Knight Rider.
You think he's digging this music in the background right now?
Yeah.
That's for you, Lenny. So yeah, reboots are happening everywhere. And my gut feeling is pretty cool. If it's not done the same way, pretty cool. If it is done the same way, just be careful, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Flashback Friday, 94KX. Okay, one movie wasn't as good as the other. There was Love Somebody by Rick Springfield from the movie Hard to Hold. It was like Rick was the star of the movie. Yeah, Rick, go back to General Hospital. And then there was Kenny Loggins' I'm Free from Footloose. Boom.
Right.
There it is. So thank you, Mickey, for the request for I'm Free. It's also called Heaven Helps the Boy or whatever. But very cool song from the Footloose soundtrack. Flashback Friday today has been amazing. Hey, we're going to flashback when we were kids, Laura. And, you know, the ice cream man would come around.
Yes.
Remember this music for the ice cream truck?
Yes.
Well, it turns out the song is called Turkey in the Straw and it's very racist. We didn't know that. You know, we were kids. We just heard the song, and we were like, okay, busy, it's coming,
oh, yes,
it's coming.
A turkey in the straw, turkey. I feel like we did that in elementary school.
Yeah. Well, it turns out some original members of the Wu-Tang Clan have remixed the song. They add a little bass. Hear this? Kind of cool, huh?
That's neat. It almost sounds like a toy piano.
Yeah, it does. Those little play school pianos we had when we were kids, too. So they are urging ice cream trucks to play this version now because it's not the original racist version. So we'll see if it happens. But still, the ice cream man in your neighborhood is still the ice cream man. But that's talent right there. Hey, speaking of talent.
Super cool.
Curtains Up is almost up. So, and Taylor's just popped in the studio here. She's got a lot of videos to take a look at, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there have been so many submissions over the past 24 hours.
Proving that everybody waits until the last minute to do their book report or to do
Yeah, we all procrastinate.
So thank you for all the videos, but you have until the end of business today to post that video up. So you still can, right, Laura?
Absolutely. Make sure that you submit your 2-minute video to the 94KX Facebook page. Send it to us via Messenger, your 2-minute original clip. Try not to do any links. Like, send your video.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, oh my gosh, there have been some good ones, some so super duper talented young people.
All
unbelievable
vying
stuff
for some huge prizes in the kids category, the teen, and the adult category. And a big thank you to Oberdorf, Carpet One, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Knobels, the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Pennsylvania Mentor, Papa John's, and the Sweet Stop, all making this happen. It's the first ever virtual at-home talent show. And guess what Taylor's doing this weekend?
What?
She's just hanging out watching videos all weekend long.
Probably. What?
Flashback Friday, wrapping up with one of the Pointer Sisters, Bonnie, and it's called Heaven Must Have Sent Ya. What a fun time today.
Today was a really good Flashback Friday. Some excellent requests.
Mm-hmm. You guys are always great, thanks to you, on the Ford Fun Line or other devices like texting and social media. This has been a fun one, Laura. What are you doing this weekend? Up on the whiteboard in the studio, I just wrote this weekend, you know? And I'm letting people write whatever they want.
I actually will have some family time.
Good, good. Family time's always good.
I might try to see a friend outdoors at one of our local vineyards.
That's a good idea as well.
I haven't done anything like that in a really, really long time.
As long as you do it safely, right? Everything's cool.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the husband and I were chatting. It was a friend's birthday request, et cetera. So we'll see. We'll see what transpires this weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no plans. I think I'm just going to drive around in my Jeep. I'll make the whole weekend.
It looks like the weather's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, make it a Jeep thing. We like to wrap up this thing with a thought for the day. We do it every day. What you got for us on a Friday?
I'm going to send you this photo.
Okay.
But basically, my thought for this Friday is you don't have to explain anything to anybody about anything.
Wow. Wow. Maybe some people in the political line of work should pay attention to that thought for the day.
Right? Like, you don't have to explain yourself to anybody.
You don't.
Especially as a grown-up.
Yeah, we're all grown-ups. There you go.
We're all grown-ups.
I love it.
Check out the picture I just texted you, though.
All right. Poster up.
It's me this weekend.
And we love the thought for the day. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.